with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We are talking chili now because we came in a little early and recorded this show because Barbecue Bob and I right now are cussing at each other. Talking about what we should be doing to win this championship chili cook-off that we're in Ada, Michigan, in the Ada Chili and Beer Festival. The good news for you is the show's on from 8 to 9 in the West Michigan market, and you can still make it down to Ada at 11 o'clock when the chili tasting starts from 11 to 3.
But if you're on the East Coast, it's probably Sunday night when you're listening to it. And if you're in Northern Michigan, it's live.
Right.
On 98.5 UPS.
Right. So anyway, if you get a chance, come on over to Ada, the little burg of Ada. There's one church in the center of town. It's called the Community Church. There's a 200-foot white tent. We're in there looking for your vote on the best chili.
And you know, I got to correct you, Jop. We're having fun with this whole arguing. We actually, when we do this chili on Saturday mornings once a year,
right,
it's pretty seamless. We have a good time. We work so hard. There's really not. I mean, there's no tension. If one of us is cut up from a knife, it was probably accidental.
Well, it's only because I understand that I'm the chili bitch and he's the chili boss, okay? And
that's
as long as we
true.
Keep that pecking order, then everything seems to go just fine.
My wife might be listening to this, and then she'll accuse me of some kind of harassment.
No, it's all good.
I'll be up there with Matt Lauer.
Right. Oh, easy now. Easy. Yeah. But anyway.
Hey, we got to do some chili, buddy.
Yeah, talk about this quick white chili. I've heard about this before.
Oh.
Some you used to make when you were a young dad with a house full of kids.
Yeah, good memory.
Yeah.
Good memory.
So what's it all about?
Well, this is a cool thing that I'm sure a bunch of you have already made white chili. Show of hands, anybody make white chili? Brian, Mr. Producer, you've made white chili?
Sorry, my hands are full.
It's really
I'm having
easy.
Some more cider.
Yeah, my class is empty, Andy. What's going on here? You're falling asleep here. But white chili, there's a quick, easy way. My wife found it in like Better Homes and Gardens or something way back when. And when we had four or five youngsters in the house and we were both working maybe, or I'd get home late and have to cook up dinner, she'd be gone running around. So... Broom, broom.
Yeah.
So here was my method. I'd get that ground Jennie-O, or I think back then it was like Butterball or somebody had some ground turkey you could get. And you can do it with ground chicken or whatever, but you can find nice packs of ground turkey. So I had like a speed process down, and I would time it. So the first thing I'd do is I'd throw my big cast iron skillet on the stove and turn the heat on that. I'd throw a big cook pot on the stove, turn the heat on that. I'd open up a jar of Great Northern beans, dump it in the cook pot, fill it halfway up with water, dump that in there, open up a big can of salsa, a nice big jar of salsa, like 16 ounce, dump that in there, throw a little water in, rinse it out, dump that in there. And about now, that cast iron pan's getting kind of hot, so I'd dump a little EVO in there. And I'd be chopping up onions. I'd throw some onions in there, and then I would throw the ground beef or the ground
turkey
in there, and I'd hit it with like some cumin and garlic and sea salt and pepper. That's about it. That's all I threw in it, and let that turkey brown. By the time the turkey was brown, probably 15 minutes.
Stir it around because it'll burn on the bottom.
Yeah, it does, and it wants to stick. But I'd just brown that up real nice. And about that time, that salsa and bean combination starting to warm up pretty nicely and just about starting to percolate. And by the time that turkey was done, I would just literally lift the big pan up, slide the whole thing into that cook pot.
Grease and all.
Oh, grease and all.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just EVO and it's turkey. So, and you want a little bit of fat in there.
Flavor.
It's flavor. That's right. And by the time you stir that simmering hot turkey in there, I mean, that brew is just getting good and warm and just about starting to simmer a little bit or just barely ready to. I'd have shredded a pound of Monterey Jack, and I'd take that shredded cheese and I'd throw it in the top. I'd shut the burner off, put a lid on it and let it set. And that was like 22 minutes front to back end. In 22 minutes, those kids had a hot bowl of chili in front of them.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that recipe is still great.
Yeah. Easy, but effective, right?
And if you want, if you like it with a little corn in it, you can throw a little frozen corn or canned corn in it.
Sure.
Because some people like that. I'm okay with it.
Right. Either way.
But that's white chili. That's the speed method. And 20 to 22 minutes, generally, you can have that in and out. You're done. And sometimes when you have a family, a quick meal is kind of what you got to do because maybe you're getting home late from work and everybody's hungry and the pressure's on. You just got to perform.
Yeah, and generally chili, in my mind, is a slow cook process, right? You keep putting stuff in and layer it in and layer in the profiles. But that one is great for the family.
And I'm talking about performing, Joppy. Can you perform when the pressure's on?
Generally, yeah.
Okay.
You know, but it all depends where the pressure's coming from.
Okay. Well, this pressure's coming from the kids, so you don't want them crying.
Yeah, I get it. Are the lights on? Yeah, all right.
Nobody's home.
Right. But anyway, so let's talk a little Green Menace.
Green Menace.
What do you got going there, man?
I'll tell you what. I went out to Colorado about 2 years ago. I went out to I hit the Pueblo area, and I had a good client in Denver, and he wanted to open up in Pueblo. So we took a little road trip, and he kept telling me about this green chili. And I was like, man, dude, I love chili, but it doesn't have beans in it. I ain't going to like it. He's like, trust me, Bob, you're going to like this. So we went to this really cool restaurant, and they served the green chili. And it was like a salsa verde. It's like salsa verde with pulled pork in it, basically. And I love salsa verde.
Great use for pulled pork, though.
I mean, right?
Anytime we make it, there's always some left over.
Always.
And what a great
smoking
use for
butts.
That.
Smoking butts. Yeah. Yeah. So what you got to do if you're going to do it in a chili is you want to chop that up. But
No long stringy pieces.
Right, right. Because you're eating it with a spoon, right?
Right.
So otherwise it'll be stringing you on the face.
Right.
So you smoke a pork butt. You do some, I'll put this on the website, but basically it's some EVO, a large onion. Like I like Spanish onions for this. One head of minced garlic, some flour, can of tomatoes, green chilies, diced tomatillas, and some chopped jalapenos or chopped jalapenos. I'm not sure what that is.
That's what I'm doing today.
Going to be some chicken
right,
broth.
I'm chopping jalapenos. Those are chopped jalapenos.
Some chili powder, and it's good. It's just good, and it's called the Green Menace. I'll put it on the website, probably not till tonight, or maybe I'll text Chaz and see if he'll throw it up there. But it's really good. You know what this is good on, since there's no beans and you might miss your beans? This is really good on if you make yourself a nice cheese omelet for breakfast and like chili on your omelets. This is beautiful.
Little Mexican food step.
Yeah, it's beautiful over the top of an omelet, especially if you put some heat to it. Oh, man. And that's like a photo session right there, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Maybe we should do that.
I'm going all Weinstein.
That almost sounds like a hangover cure a little bit.
I think it could be. Yeah. You know, you could have like a tomatilla Bloody Mary.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
Verdi Mary.
Right. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network.
And
we are at the Ada Chili Cook-Off as you're listening to us if it's Saturday morning. And we recorded this show so that we could go
drink,
compete and defend our title. Because this is the fourth annual, and three of the 4 years are behind us, and two of those three, we were categorical winners.
We
don't mean to brag, we don't need to boast, but we're kind of doing a little bit of both.
We really recorded it so we could drink cider with Andy.
Andy, yeah. He's still here, by the way, but he's sitting quietly, so that's good.
He's counting
good.
The number of donuts you're eating. What are you up to, like 23 now?
I don't know. Let me wipe the frosting off my chin, and then we'll be good,
cool.
Right? Because these are some fantastic donuts, very good donuts, and I have had a couple because he left them within reach of me.
I did not have a donut.
Right.
But
coming up next, we're going to talk a little Cincinnati chili. This is a different variety. Maybe you've had it if you've been in that area. Maybe you haven't, but stick with us. We'll be back.
Places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.